Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, here with Alex Rodriguez for episode 28. Yesterday, we explored technical integration strategies, and today we're tackling the human side, change management and AI adoption. Alex, I've been reading that even with perfect technical integration, many AI initiatives still fail because organizations don't address the people side. What's going on?
Sarah, you've identified the critical missing piece. McKinsey just published fascinating research showing that while two-thirds of companies are using generative AI, the real challenge isn't technical anymore. It's transformational. Their latest study reveals that employees are already using AI 3 times more than their leaders realize. But organizations aren't managing this transition strategically. We're seeing a fundamental shift from traditional enterprise software deployments to something completely different.
That's a huge gap between employee adoption and leadership awareness. What makes AI change management different from traditional technology rollouts?
Traditional change management treats new technology as a tool that people learn to use. But AI is different. It's a capability that changes how work gets done. McKinsey's research shows that Gen AI asks employees to become active participants rather than just users. They need to experiment, co-create products, and commit to continual skill development. This requires a completely new approach to organizational change.
So it's more about transformation than implementation. What are the key strategies organizations should use for successful AI adoption?
There are 5 critical steps every organization needs to master. First is crafting what McKinsey calls a North Star, based on outcomes, not tools. This isn't about deploying AI software. It's about defining how your organization will create value and competitive advantage from AI. The North Star should be simple enough for everyone to understand, but bold enough to inspire teams.
I love that concept. What does a good North Star look like in practice?
A great example is thinking about minimum viable organizations, or MVOs, where AI agent swarms handle most work with minimal human oversight, versus augmented teams where humans get AI superpowers. The key is envisioning how humans and AI will work together seamlessly, then building a change management plan that gets you there gradually.
That's a really strategic way to think about it. What's the second critical step?
Building trust through accessible data, governance, and enterprise wisdom. Here's what's interesting. Companies that McKinsey calls Gen AI high performers, those attributing at least 10% of their EBITDA to AI usage, invest significantly more in trust-enabling activities. Morgan Stanley is a perfect example. They worked with OpenAI to train an AI assistant on over 100,000 research reports, but didn't roll it out until rigorous evaluation proved the AI met their quality standards. The result? 98% adoption by their wealth management teams.
That's incredible adoption. How do organizations build that level of trust?
3 key components. First, treat data accessibility as a first-class work stream. AI needs access to both structured and unstructured data to be effective. Second, establish robust AI governance with oversight committees, acceptable use policies, and human-in-the-loop checkpoints. Third, ground AI in your organization's context. The most trusted AI platforms use institutional knowledge like proprietary research and customer interaction logs.
Okay, those are practical steps leaders can implement immediately. What's the third strategy?
Reimagining workflows to evolve toward AI teams. This is where most organizations get it wrong. They bolt AI onto existing processes instead of putting AI at the center of workflows. McKinsey's recommends a 3-phase evolution. Phase 1 uses standalone AI agents for discrete tasks. Phase 2 creates groups of AI agents completing full end-to-end processes with human oversight. Phase 3 develops agentic swarms operating autonomously as those MVOs we discussed.
That progression makes sense. It lets people adapt gradually. How should organizations choose which workflows to transform first?
Select processes where value is clear, feasibility is high, and investment is manageable. The strongest leaders set the expectation that all employees are part of making AI work. They invite employees to create their own agents and provide feedback on where AI could improve their workflows. When you select work streams that make people's jobs easier, you increase buy-in naturally.
What about training and skill development? How do organizations prepare their workforce?
This connects to the 4th strategy, rethinking organizational structures. Some business units will evolve into MVOs, handling repetitive logic-based work with minimal human touch. Others will remain augmented teams, where humans get AI superpowers. Each requires different training approaches. For MVOs, you need people skilled in managing AI systems and handling exceptions. For augmented teams, you need training on how AI enhances human capabilities.
Logically, how do you decide which parts of the organization should become MVOs versus augmented teams?
Strategically, customer-facing functions like sales should remain augmented teams because human touch matters for relationships and brand experience. Back-office operations like invoice processing are perfect MVOs. They can be fully automated with just a small team for exceptions. The key is matching the approach to the business value and customer impact.
Eagerly, what's the fifth critical strategy?
Empowering employees to become change agents. Here's a powerful statistic. Typical transformations involve only 2% of employees, but companies involving at least 7% double their chances of positive outcomes. The highest performers involve 21 to 30% of employees. With AI, this participation is even more critical because we're all learning together.
Who should organizations focus on as change champions?
Research shows millennial managers are the most enthusiastic AI adopters. 62% report high AI expertise compared to 50% of Gen Z and 22% of baby boomers. These millennial change champions can mentor peers and lead practice groups. McKinsey's approach is brilliant. They have Lily Clubs, where super users share tips and provide feedback. CEOs must lead by example, visibly using AI tools themselves.
Interesting. I'm curious about the hands-on implementation. How do organizations actually drive adoption day-to-day?
McKinsey's internal platform, Lily, is a masterclass in adoption strategy. Senior leaders ask, "Have you asked Lily?" in every meeting. New hires learn it during onboarding. They've created nearly 17,000 employee-generated agents beyond the 150 centrally developed ones. The result, 92% of global staff have used it, 74% use it regularly, saving over 30% of time on information gathering.
I mean, those results are impressive. What about measuring success in change management?
Track both adoption metrics and business outcomes. Monitor usage rates, employee-created agents, time savings, and satisfaction scores, but also measure transformation success. Are you achieving your North Star outcomes? Are MVOs operating effectively? Are augmented teams more productive? The key is connecting human adoption metrics to business value creation.
Inquisitively, looking at current trends, what should organizations be preparing for in their change management strategies?
Visionary. The pace of AI capability advancement means change management must be continuous, not project-based. Organizations need to build cultures of experimentation where employees see AI as a superpower, not a threat. The companies succeeding aren't just implementing AI, they're becoming AI-native organizations where human-AI collaboration is seamless and automatic.
Kodish, as we wrap up, what's the most important advice for our listeners leading AI adoption in their organizations?
Passionately. Remember that successful AI adoption is fundamentally about people, not technology. Create a North Star that inspires, build trust through governance and transparency, reimagine workflows gradually, restructure thoughtfully, and empower employees as change agents. Most importantly, recognize that AI transformation isn't about replacing humans, it's about augmenting human capabilities and freeing people for higher value work.
Kodish, excellent guidance. Tomorrow, we're exploring AI governance and risk management, because as AI becomes more embedded in business operations, establishing proper oversight and risk frameworks becomes critical. Thanks for joining us on AI Daily.
Positively. Until tomorrow, remember, successful AI transformation happens when people embrace AI as a teammate, not just a tool.